Okay, Rabbi, today's daf is Daf Zayin. We're holding the second line from the top of the Amud. And as you recall yesterday, the Gemara brought us one of those famous Shas Sugyos about whether Tuma Hutra Betzibur or Tuma Dechuyehi Betzibur, which as you all know means that when you're bringing a Korban Tzibur, for instance, the daily Korban Tumid, which you brought the Shachris and the Arvis, Tumit Shashacha, Tumit Shulbin Haboim, or for that matter, any carbon that you bring on Yom Tif, any of the big Kabbanos Tzibur. What happens if Kalal Yisrael are Tameim, or if the Kahanim are Tameim? The halacha is,
Just ignore it.
Yeah, exactly. You bring the carbon anyway. The question is, what's the reason why? Is it because Tuma Hotra Betzibur, or Tuma Dechuyehi Betzibur? What's the nafke minna, whether you hold Tuma Hotra Betzibur, or Tuma Dechuyehi Betzibur? Whether you have to try as much as possible to try to avoid and eliminate the Tuma problem. Do you say, I don't care, it's a Betzibur, there is no issue, I don't even have to think about it? Or do you say, no, I still got to do the best I possibly can to bring it b'tahara. If I can't, bless Breira, stand by default, I'll bring it b'tuma. That's one nafkimina. As we'll see, as we're going through the Gemara, there'll be another nafkimina, and that is, for purposes, tuma hutra b'tzibur, it's such a total heter that we do not need to come on to the ritzui hatzitz. You don't need to come on to the fact that the Kohen Gadol is wearing the tzitz. Because as we'll get into the Gemara, Mi'at Hashem, you'll see that even by a carbon yachid, under certain circumstances, you have the benefit of the ritzui hatzitz. So even if the carbon was tamei, it's a kosher carbon b'dieved after all, because you have the benefit of the tzitz. Mi'at Hashem, we'll see that as we're going through the Gemara. It's Zok Dimar Om Rav Sheshes. It was Rav Sheshes that said the Tuma is Tchuyehi Betzibur. For those that are wondering where was this Rav Sheshes, if you go back to the Omid Beis, just for a short moment, like Brother Shai asked earlier, you'll see the Gemara brings, it's about, I don't know, Itmar. It's about eight lines from the bottom of the Yomud. Itmar Tumas Ames, Rav Nachman Omar Hutrihi Betzibur, Rav Sheshes Omar Tuchuyehi Betzibur. Machloik is Hutra or Tuchuye. Rav Sheshes is the one that says, Tuchuyehi Betzibur, says the Gemara Zayin Omar Aleph, Omar Rav Sheshes. Second line from the top. Minoam Minallah, what is my Makar? What is my source to show that I'm right and Rav Nachman is wrong? Tisani will the Brisa, who Oimer Makrav Minchas Hu Oimer, the Nitmis Biyodai. The Koyin was being Makrav the Minchas Oimer. When does one bring the carbon Minchas Oimer? The first day, Cholamoid Pesach. And this is a rare carbon Mincha, which is brought from Si Oirim, from barley, as opposed to from wheat. And the purpose of it is to go Mimatir the Chodosh Bamedina, that everybody throughout Eretz Yisrael will be able to go and eat from now on all of the new tavua, which they could not eat until now because of the Isser Chodosh. Okay.
So it's done once.
They bring the Minchas Oimer once a year. Exactly right. Now, what happened? As he's bringing the carbon Oimer, Vinitmis Biyabah, he realizes, it became Tamei. The Gemara doesn't tell us how it became Tamei. It could be that it touched a sheretz. It could be that it touched a dead sheretz. Could be it touched an Avela. Whatever the situation was, bottom line is, this carbon oimer now is tummy. So what do you do? Obviously, the minchas oimer is a minchas tzibur. It's a carbon tzibur. So oimer, he tells his friends, the other kehanim that are standing around, umeivien acheres tachter. He says to them, we got a problem here. If at all possible, machshnel, and bring in another portion of mincha, so we can go and bring the minchas oimer b'tahara. Says the Gemara, "V'im ein sham elahi." There's some background noise, so please mute yourselves. V'im ein sham elahi. What happens if that is the only oimer available? Meaning, the night before they did the ktsiras oimer, and then they took all of that oimer, and overnight they went and first, since they did the ktsira, they first have to go and dry it out, and then they have to grind it up, and then make it into flour, and then bake it into the Minchas Oimer. In other words, prepare it. Bake it. You have to go and make the flour for the Minchas Oimer. And if they didn't have any other portion, that was the only one. Then Ein Shem Elahi, Oimrim loy, so we go and say to the Kohen, have a bikech, be klig, be smart, ushtoik, and machashvag. Be quiet, don't say anything. What do you need to go and talk about it? After all, it's betzibur, it'll be kosher, so don't even talk about it.
But now, he himself saying that it's not Torah.
He's talking to his brethren in the Kehan.
Right.
But don't go and send out now WhatsApp emails to the whole world that the person in Australia has to know about that this mincha oimer is brought to Tumah. All you have to let the world know is the minchas oimer was brought and it's kosher and it's fine. From now on you can go and eat chodesh. Well, you have to go talk about the fact that it became Tumah. So if you're wondering, what's so terrible if you tell everybody, say the mafarshim, because if you're going to go and tell people that they brought the carbon bituma, then many yechidim will say, oh, you see, it's a nisha zoygeferlach, you can even bring bituma, and they'll think that even a carbon yachid you can bring lechat chila bituma. And therefore, you don't want to incentivize people to have that mahalacha machshava, that approach, zilzul, that attitude, that zilzul, and therefore, say nothing. Don't say anything. Just don't talk about it. If somebody asks you, what happened to Mincha Soim? It was brought. It's fine. It's good. Eat Chodesh. You're done. It's not Chodesh anymore. Now it's already edible.
There's no dishonesty in that?
No, and you don't have to talk about it. You know, you don't have to say. Dishonesty is if somebody asks you, tell me, was it Betar? Then it would be dishonest to go and say that it was Betar if it was Betumah. But if somebody says, was the carbon brought? Yes, the carbon was brought. Is it kosher? Yes, it's kosher. Because Tumah to Metziva, Tumah Tchuyah Metziva. So that's what it says here in the Braisa. So now, what do I see from this Braisa? That Lechatchila, you try to bring an Acheres Tachteha. That's only according to Rav Sheshes. According to Rav Nachman, the Tumah Hutri Hibetzibur, as soon as we find out that it's Tumah, just throw up our hands, or don't even throw up our hands. Just continue doing the Avodah, because Tumah, it's a Heter. It's as if there is no Dim of Tumah Bechlal Betzibur. Someone please go and put yourselves on mute, because we hear some background noise. Anyway, getting back to our Gemara, L'choy Rav Ashtarke Raya to Rav Sheshes, Ketoni Mias Oimer Umevien Acheres Tachteho. Do you see that L'chatchila we do try to bring it B'Tahara, not B'Tumma? A Raya to Rav Sheshes, Akasha on Rav Nachman. Om Rav Nachman! Moedina Hecha Di Ikashirayim L'chilo. After all, we're talking about a mincha so'oimer. Mincha so'oimer, like most menachos, you go and put the kamitza on the mizbeach, but the rest of the mincha so'oimer is eaten by the brethren kohanim, the kohanim eat it. The din of tumah hutri betzibur, by all korbanos, with the lone exception of korban pesach, is that you can go and bring the carbon, and the carbon is kosher, but you're not allowed to eat from this carbon, because after all, the shirayim are tameim, it's tameim, you're not allowed to eat from it. And we don't want to have a carbon that you don't eat from it, because lechatchila the kehanim are supposed to eat. The ochlu oisim asher kupar behem, even the achila itself is part of the kapara, part of the ritzui har carbon. It does, it's not the big ritzui, ikir is the izrika sadam. But nevertheless, one of the mitzvahs is to go and eat from the carbon. So we want to have the benefit of eating from the carbon. And that's why we say, Rabbeisa, if you can go and bring a tohar dika carbon, please bring that carbon bitahara. Try your best. So that the carbon can go to eat the shirayim. But if you can't, you can't. So Rav Nachman is saying, when did I say tumah hutri be betzibur, and you don't even have to think about it, by those karbanos where there is no achila, or for that matter, legabe karban pesach, that one does eat it, and therefore it makes no difference. Tumah hutri, tumah chuya, you're allowed to eat from the karban pesach. Anyway, zokti imoiz of Rav Nachman nishkaraya. Freitimor meisvei. I'll ask you another kasha. In other words, another raya to Rav Sheshes, another kasha on Rav Nachman Meisvei. Ho ye makrev minchas porim v'yelim ukvasim. A person who is being makrev the mincha of a porim elim ukvasim. Now immediately you say to yourself, porim elim ukvasim are not menachos. Those are kabbalas. So we're talking about the minchas nesachim that is brought together with the porim elim ukvasim. As you all know, every oila and every shlamim required a minchas nesachim. Fine, so they're bringing now the minchas nesachim with the parim in the kvasim. V'nidmas biyadai, and he realizes, uh-oh, the mincha is tamei, just like the previous case. Oymer, what does he say? Oymer v'inacher esafter. He talks to his brethren, the kahanim, and he whispers in their ear, oh yeah, yeah, this mincha sasachim unfortunately became tamei. Is there any way that you can bring a replacement? Go and check with the gizborim that are in charge of the menachos. Maybe they can go and bring something in. Is oymer oymer v'inacher esafter? Bring tonight. However, main sham elihi, there is a shortage, and we do not have any other mincha available. Oymer moyu, so we tell him, have you pikeach ushtoik? Machashvaig, don't talk about it, just keep him quiet. Yeah, the carbon is fine, it's standing. If one, I mean, if you ask, was it tummy atar, you have to tell the truth. But on the other hand, but if nobody asks you, the carbon was brought, we brought the mincha sasachim, everything is fine, and sayonara. Now, lechoira, why doesn't the Gemara answer the same teretz that the Gemara gave before? That may do. No, okay, so let's step back. So the Choyra have a raya from this Brysa, where the Brysa says once again the same magic words, that even though it became Tamei, and even though we're talking about a carbon Tzibur, says the Koyin, if you can find another one, please bring in the other one. Why? According to Rav Nachman, that holds that Tum Hutri B'Tzibur, why do you have to go and bring in another one? Over here, you cannot give the same teretz as before. Because we're talking about a mincha sasachim, and mincha sasachim is kula kolil on the mizbeach. There is no shirayim. If there's no shirayim, so then nobody eats from it. Why do you have to go and search out?
It's going to be burnt anyway.
Exactly. So why do you have to go and seek a second, more a tohar dika carbon mincha if you hold tumah hutra b'tzibor?
Someone's logging on from a second machine.
Oh, somebody put themselves on mute now, and Baruch Hashem, now it's quiet. Anyway, so getting back to Agamara. So my love, aren't we talking about the Purim Elim Ukvasim Dechag? Since the Braisa uses this expression, Purim Elim Ukvasim, aren't we talking about those that are brought on Sukkos? And really, Sukkos is Lav Dafka. The same thing applies across the board, all Karbanos, all Yom Tovim. Because all Yom Tovim, you always bring Purim Elim Ukvasim. The only question is, how many? Sometimes it's only one par, one aisle, seven kvasim. Or when you're talking about, for instance, Pesach, Sukkos, then you're starting from 13 parim and you're going down 13, 12, 11, and down to 7. And then you have 2 aylim, and you have 14 kvasim. But every Yom Tov, you always have a mixture of all three. And by the fact that the Braisa says that he's being makrit, the mincha of the parim, aylim, and kvasim, presumably we're talking about a Yom Tov tikka package of all of these three. And for all three, we're bringing now the Karban Mincha, because all of them are oilos. That being the case, Freik the Gemara on again, Rav Nachman, why does it say in the Braisa, try to go and find a Cheres Tachte, or Tumahutrihi B'Tzibur? Amlech Rav Nachman, Loi, we're not talking about Purim, Elim Ukvasim of Yom Tovim, but rather, Purim is talking about Par Avodah Zarah. What does this mean? Everybody's familiar with the beginning of Parshas Vayikra, where the Pasuk talks about that if Gantz Klal Yisrael sinned on a terrible Isur, where there would be a din of Kores if you do it, Bimezer, and the sin was based on a faulty psak of the Bezn HaGadol B'Yushalayim, then Klal Yisrael has to bring what's called a par helim dover shel tzibur. And that par is a par lechatas. That par lechatas would be irrelevant to our Gemara, because for a karm chatas, you typically do not have minchas nesach. So where do you have a par of the tzibur where there would be a minchas nesachim? This is by Avodah Zarah, because in Parsha Shlach, it says that if you have the identical fact pattern, not that it was stam an iser shiyesh by kores if you do it by mezid, but an iser avodah zarah, and it was based on a faulty psak of the Bezdin HaGadol, and a roiv of Klal Yisrael followed that psak, and they did that psak. Oy, oy, oy. So now they have to bring also a carbon tzibur, but not a par helim davishol tzibur. They bring both a par for an oila, and I believe a soir for a chatos. And we're not referring to the chatos here; we're only referring to the oila part. So that par avodah zarah, that's parim, it's a carbon tzibur. Says Yimor Av Agav the tzibur, even though it's a carbon tzibur. Even though like kviyah leizman, it doesn't have a kviyah zman. What means it doesn't have a kviyah zman? Because you can bring this paravoy nazar on Sunday and Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday and Thursday, any day of the week except for Shabbos and Yom Tov, because there is no particular day and particular minute. So it's different than a carbon tzibur that we typically talk about, which is a carbon which is kavuah zman. Carbon tamid, you have to bring a carbon tamid twice a day. Carbon musaf, you have to bring every single Shabbos and Yom Tov and Rosh Chodesh. And all the other carbonos, tiba, carbon oimer, and the carbon shtei alechem, all these carbonos have to be brought in a particular time, a particular date. They can't just be brought haphazardly throughout the year. So it's only by those carbonos tzibur where there's a din of tumah hutrahi b'tzibur. But this type of carbon tzibur, which is like vilezman, effectively has the same din as a carbon yochid, and therefore mahadrina we daka do look for, if at all possible, a replacement instead of this carbon. Aha. Now the question is, why do you have to look for a replacement? Because it happens to be, it has the same status like a carbon yochid. So in Bazoi, how does it say in this braisa that if you cannot find another one, have b'kech u'shtoik? If it's like a carbon yochid, so then I'm in trouble. Then it's going to be a bad carbon. After all, it's not a carbon tzibur in the classic sense of the for purposes of tumah hutra b'tzibur. It's a tzibur for ganz klal Yisrael. But since it's not kavuah zman, it has a status like a carbon yochid. If it has a status of carbon yochid, so then how can he be shtoik? It's not a kosher carbon. Says the top toises that we're going to rely on the tzitz. As Mendy introduced this morning in Shul, we're going to talk about the tzitz. In another few lines of Mitzvah, we're going to talk about the ritzoy tzitz, so the tzitz is going to help out. So if you look quickly at the top toises, porim par davoy desara, pirish to oiluhu, it's not your karmachatos, that's why we specify the par davoy desara, v'toy minchas esachem, that's why it has the din of minchas esachem, the avagav v'tzibuhu, mihadrinon, you do have to go and look for another one, a replacement, if at all possible. Aye, if it's a status of a carbon yachid, v'hodi omar uimalei harevi bikech u'shtoik, or maybe oisav etumma, la mishum de tumma t'chui b'tzibur. That's not the reason why, because it's not toicha Shabbos, and not toicha this, and that, the other thing. But go down to towards the end of the Toysis. Toysis says, v'hodi mevi'a b'tumma, four lines before the end, that you can bring in b'tumma, hayne mishum de ritzuye tzitz. The davka tumas korban demaratetit av tumas agufta kehanim loy idchu legabayu klal to the gamri choshiv korban yochid. Says Toises, the ritzi tzitz is only going to help for the tumas korban, because the tzitz is only meratza on the korbanos, not on the makrivim, and therefore if the kehanim happen to be tumay, the tzitz is not going to help. So bottom line is, we're not talking about your classic carbon tzibur, and therefore no kasha on Rav Nachman. But that's going to be the avodah zarah. What about Eilim? Eilim, we're also going to find a quasi-carbon, yochid carbon tzibur situation, a bit of a hybrid, and that is Eilim be'eilu shel aharon. That's talking about the eil that aharon, a kohen brings, meaning the kohen gadol brings, every single Yom Kippur, and in fact, that's the laning of today. In other words, that's the beginning of Parshas Achri Mois. Today is Sunday Achri Mois. This is in Koyin of Achri Mois. Amish Marum is in today's Gemara. Today is the laning. Excuse me. The Avagav the Kviya Leizman. That even though the Isle of Aharon is Kviya Leizman, meaning you got to go and bring it on Yom Kippur morning. You cannot go and bring Aharon's Koyin on Erev Yom Kippur the day after. So although it is, in a sense, a carbon yochid because it's from Aharon's personal funds. But nevertheless, it's kvuah zman, kim de yochid hu, since it's such a hybrid situation, mehadrinan, since it's not your classic carbon tzibur, but it is a yochid de kvuah zman, so therefore, lichat chilas says, Rav Nachman, I agree that you should go and look for a replacement. Now, why would Rav Nachman hold, is it a carbon yochid? Is it a carbon tzibur? Make up your mind. What's the story?
Yesterday
said it's
carbon tzibur, I thought.
Exactly.
Carbon shlo Rashi said yesterday.
Exactly. So look at the second choices. Kimin the yochid umadrejina hachavadi choshiv carbon tzibur lidchay shavas lidchay satuma. After the tumah de gavri, here a vadi is a carbon tzibur. Mi olay hutra by tumah el dechuyehi. Why is it techuya even according to Rav Nachman? Kim the yachid come my silay. I never heard of such a thing. You know, Rav Nachman holds amul yah amul nisht. Skip to v'yesh loymar, six lines before the end. Leman the yomar tuma heter he bekulu hutter tuma midya raisa. Even in this case of the Elish Alahar, it has a din of the carbon tzibur, like we said in yesterday's Gemara, and like the Rashi of yesterday. It is a carbon tzibur, and tumah hutrim b'tzibur. It's only on the midrabanan gazru ahu to have the carbon yochid to the hedri ata hoirin. Ah, so choices. When the Gemara is saying that Rav Nachman here concedes that I have a carbon which has the status of a carbon tzibur, but we say tuma tchuyahi betzibur and not tuma hutra betzibur. It's nidrabanan because minatoira the elu shalaharn has the same status like your carbon tobit of every single day. It's a carbon tzibur and therefore it should be tuma hutrahi betzibur. However, midrabanan because fart after everything is said and done, it still comes from personal funds. So it looks like it resembles a carbon yachid, and therefore the Rabbanan said, you know what? In such a case, try to find a replacement that if all possible. If you can't, you can't, because it's after everything is said and done, it's a carbon tzibur. So therefore, the tum is dochui. But don't go and say lechatchila tum hutrihi betzibur. Midrabbanan, the Rabbanan said, even Rav Nachman would agree midrabbanan the tum hutrihi betzibur in this case. And now we finally come to the third case about the kvasim. What the kvasim? The keves habo im ha'oimer ikashirayim la'achila. Oh, he was talking about the keves that you bring with the carbon ha'oimer. Which keves is that? So Rashi begins to bring the beginning of the pasuk. So Rashi about halfway down the keves habo im ha'oimer kidechsev v'asisem b'yom hanifchem es ha'oimer keves tomim etc. You have to bring a keves together with the carbon ha'oimer. Okay, so that's the keves that we're talking about. And guess what? When we're talking about the mincha now, we're not talking about the minchas.
On Pesach.
The, you're right that the Oymer and Shtei Alechem are distant cousins because no, both of them are Matir Chodosh. It is Matir Chodosh by Medina, Matir Chodosh by Migdosh.
Okay,
nothing happened. Everything is fine. So the Kev is a boy in Oymer. So we as thought until now, the premise of this Brisa was Hayimakrev Minchas Porim Eil Mekvasim. They were talking about the Minchas Tesach. If it's a minchas esachim, that's kula kolul. If it's kula kolul, why am I looking for my backup? Says he, no. We're talking about the kibbutz of boim ha'oimer, and this mincha that we're talking about is not the mincha that you're bringing minchas esachim in my kibbutz. It's the minchas ha'oimer itself. No, what's the din of minchas ha'oimer itself? That was the brisa that we had on top. That the minchas ha'oimer, the kmitza you put on the mizbeach, but the rest of it is eaten by the kahanim. And what did Rav Nachman say? Maidina, heichad, ikashirayim lachila, avada. You don't want to give the kahanim food which is tummy, they're not allowed to eat it betumah. The only carbon they're allowed to eat betumah is only by the carbon pesach. Otherwise, you can't eat the carbon betumah.
Keves that comes with the minchas ha'oimer, that's a chatas, an ola, it's an ola, right? So we said in the Brice of Mesia, I'm marking minchas parim be'elim kvasim. This is not a mincha of a keves, this is a keves of a mincha. It's the language doesn't work.
You have a point, but Rav Nachman has to be able to extricate himself from a very difficult price.
Okay.
If you look in the Rashi in the middle of the Amid, bekeves habo im hu oimer.
Yes.
Kirach siv asisim biyom enifkos oimer. Dalid the Bach says add the word keves because that's the key word that we're looking for. Vahi minchas kivosim diktani. The minchas kivosim that the Gemara is referring to, la b'minchas nesachim ka'amar. The koli, that's kol. Ela b'minchas hu oimer atzmoy, haboimoy, v'hi nikmetzes, v'shirei ne'acholim. Ah, shirei ne'acholim. Then you have to try to go and find another carbon mincha, if at all possible, so that you should be able to eat the shirayim b'taharo. Same terrors as before. Fine. So let's go and bring another rayim.
Minchas is always
kula kol. All kabbanah minchas tzachim is kula kol. Just like a minchas koyim. So, okay, what about the meis? We have another rayim lechoyra. to Rav Sheshes against Rav Nachman. State in the Brayza, Dam shenitma uzrogoi b'shoyi hurza b'mezli hurza. The dam of a carbon became tamei, and he did the zrika. It depends whether it's b'shoyi or b'mezli. Now our Gemara doesn't go into this. Back in Kodshim and even back in Psachim, there is a machloikis. What means b'shoyi and what means b'mezli? Does it mean that it became Tomei b'shoyig or b'mezid, or does it mean that the zrika was b'shoyig or b'mezid? But our Gemara doesn't go into it, and we don't need to get into that for our purposes.
How would dam ever become tomei b'mezid? I mean, it's in the Beis Hamikdash. Who would be tomei dam b'mezid? I mean, what Russia is there?
Which koyin would go be mafagel a carbon? That we, because of that, have to go make ganze knossos and say, if you're mafagel a carbon, it's going to become tomei. It may never have happened, but if it were to happen theoretically and hypothetically, right? That's kondok yishay, unfortunately. So what happens? You have dam shenitma uzrokoi. You have dam that was tamei, and they did the zrik. They shouldn't have done the zrik because dam it's tamei, but they did the zrik because of dam. If they did a b'shoyi gay, it's okay. B'mezid, it's not okay. And the Gemara, of course, is assuming that we're talking about a carbon tzibur, and if it's a carbon tzibur where tuma Hutra b'tzibur, according to Rav Nachman, what difference does it make? Shoyig amazed. It's a total hefter. It's as if it's not tamei. It's zero. It's tar. What's the difference? Shoyig amazed. According to Rav Sheshes, I understand. Because Rav Sheshes says, it's not a full-fledged hetter. You try your best to see what you can do to go and bring a tar, dik, a carb, but if you have no choice, reluctantly, with great hesitation, we say that tum is tchuyehi b'tzibur. So that difference between shoyig and mezid sounds more like Rav Sheshes' line of thought, that we make differences, l'chatchila b'diyavet, yeah. But according to Nachman, if everything is behetu, shoyig, mezid, doesn't make a difference. It's hutri b'tzibur. What we're talking about is the yochid. We're not talking about a tumma of tzibur, we're talking about a yochid. In other words, a private individual brought his carbon, and unfortunately, they went and did the zrik. Unfortunately, the carbon became, the dam became tamei. If they did a zrik of a shoyig, hurtza al yedei tzitz. The tzitz that the koyin gadol wears is maratza on the carbon, and therefore it's a kosher carbon. However, if either the dam became tamei b'mezid, or the dam which was tamei, even b'shogeg, if they did a zrika b'mezid, depending on which man yomar, even though you have the tzitz, loy hortza. What's the reason why? Didn't I think that the tzitz is maratza across the board? Says Rashi, min ha-toyre, it is maratza across the board, even in the case of a mezid. It's a kenas d'rabbanon. If you look at the Rashi, that's the next Rashi, mezid loy hortza, v'yavu b'isha tzitz maratza, even though the tzitz makes it into a kosher carbon, even b'mezid. Kansu rabbanon shelo yehei boser nechal. They didn't want the oilam teeth to basa. The basa didn't become tummy. It was only the dam became tummy. But they don't, the knas is, don't eat the basa. Aval ba'alim miyunis kapri. The maisa, they brought a carbon, and the tzitz is maratza. It's a kosher carbon. So you're going to go and tell me, why didn't the chacham put on him another knas, and say, bring a brand new carbon? The tzitz did a great job. It's ritzui, the carbon works. But we see it's not a heter. It is Rashmer, it's not a heter. The whole machlokes that we're talking about between the Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshes is all the gabe tumahutra be tzibur, tumatchuyahi be tzibur. But about by yochid, none of this machlokes applies. About everybody agrees that by a yochid, you do the best you can to go and bring it to tahara. If bishogig, you brought it be tuma, then you have the benefit of the ritzitzitz.
It's interesting that we now have included in this whole Tuma Chuyav and Sibor, or much of it,
Hutra B'Tzibor,
that even an individual carbon, because from Sakhan when we're learning, we're talking about whether it was Rav Klal Yisrael, we're talking about whether it was Rav Shvatim.
Mm-hmm. The Pesach is both a Yachid and a Sibor. It's a Yachid, it's brought by Yachidim, but it's...
Right, but I'm just talking about the general concept, but here we're bringing it down even to the individual carbon level. If it's a carbon Sibor, it's Tuchuya or Hutra B'Tzibor.
And now we have the benefit of the tzitz. But we'll see, Mechshem, on the Omid Beis, the tzitz doesn't always work. Does the Kohen Gadol have to be wearing it or not wearing it?
Exactly. The locker room.
What happens if the tzitz is broken? Mechshem, we're going to talk more about this in the Omid Beis. Toshima! Al ma hatzitz meratzah. What is the tzitz meratzah on? Now, it's important to remember again that the tzitz is meratzah on a korban yochid, just like Brother Shai was saying. But if you hold legabe a korban tzibur, the tumah hutrihi betzibur, you don't need to come on to the tzitz at all because it's a total heter. It's as if it's totally tahar. If you hold tumah dechuihi betzibur, then you have to come on to the ritzui tzitz together with the concept that this is a korban tzibur, tumah dechuihi, the tzitz is maratza, and it's a kosher carb. As we'll see, Mishem, as we go through the next price and onto the Amid base. Toshima. Al maratza is maratza, what is the tzitz held for? Al adam that became tummy, vala bosa that became tummy, vala chayiv should become tummy. Shinitma, bein b'shoigig, bein b'mezid, bein b'oynis, bein b'rotzen, bein b'yochid, bein b'tzibur. Oh boy! The tzitz is maratza, even if it's a carbon tzibur. V'sol kadaitach, tumma, what do I need the tzitz for? Automatically, it's mutalach, mutalach, it's kosher, it's tahar, even though it's tameh, but tumahotri betzibur, it's totally mutal. What do I need the tzitz? Is l'choyra raya to Rav Sheshet, that it's tumah d'chuyihi betzibur, akasha on Rav Nachman. Omalach Rav Nachman, ki ketoni hatzitz merata adi yochid. When the price begins, alamat, tzitz, barata, listen, through yachid. When it comes to the tzibur, I don't need to come on to the ritzui tzitz, because it's automatically merutza, by the fact that it's a carbon tzibur, and tumma hutra betzibur. The lashon of the brisa is not perfect vis-a-vis Rav Nachman. It's a what we call a doichik teretz, because after all, the brisa begins al mahatzitz meratza, and now it has a long laundry list. It's meratza and damen and basar and chaylev and the b'shoyi b'meizim b'oynis b'meratza b'yochem b'tzibur. Where does it say anything else other than that the tzitz is meratza on the following? But nevertheless, that's how Rav Nachman learns, that you have to say the tzitz and meratza on everything until the words bein b'shoyig. And as far as bein b'tzibur, the Brice is telling you that it's also a kosher carbon, but not as a result of the tzitz. It's kosher because of the fact that tumah hutri b'tzibur. Azoi muzman lenin. See if that's the way Rashi learns too. Who is there, Rashi? Ratzoin bein b'tzibur. Second wide line of the Rashi is like Barry points out. Kikatoni hatzitz maratza adi yochid ketoni. That it said that the Brit sits is maratza on this whole long list goes through biyochid. The tzibur ahechshere ketoni. That it says being betzibur at the end, it's not going on the tzitz. It's going on the fact that this is a kosher carbon. The afshel tzibur kosher. I mean, the pshat is fine, just that the Braisa doesn't talk about Heksha carbon. Braisa is trying to emphasize and tell us in graphic terms the Ritzui of the Tzitz. But Chadach Mishka Breda, Kuntram Nachman, otherwise I'm stuck. Oh, that's already an easier teretz. As we said before, although typically a carbon tzibur is kavua loizman, and therefore you have the machloket between Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshes, tumetchuyi betzibur, tumhutu betzibur, but there are karbonis which are loit, carbon tzibur, which are not kavua loizman, such as the par avodah zarah that we spoke about before, that you can bring in any day of the week, except for Shabbos or Yom Tov, but otherwise it's no kavius zman. Since it's no kavius zman, in a sense, it's like a carbon yochid. Ah, so what's going to make this carbon yochid kosher? We'll have the benefit of the tzitz. And that's, as you recall, that was the top toisis that we learned. How can you go and say by the par avodah zarah, the b'diavad, it's kosher? Tell the fellow, pikeach, ushtoik, zay klik, and be quiet and don't say anything. Machashvayg. I mean, how can you make a shvayg? This is a carbon yochid. How can you do that? It has the status of a carbon yochid. And for the toises, we're talking about based on the ritzui tzitz, and that's the Morris Teretz over here too, based on the ritzui tzitz.
It said,
exactly.
What's the svara for that?
What's the svara?
It's carbon tzibra, ma'isa.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, how does this man...
It's based on limudim, exactly with the limudis from which pasuk. Probably it's old stems from the Korban Pesach. Remember, this whole din of Tumah Hitri B'tzibur, Tumah Tchui B'tzibur, is the Mekoyer is Korban Pesach. What does it say by Korban Pesach?
The Moadah?
the initial pasuk by Korban Pesach is ish ki atom lenefesh ebederach achoyk lecham, and he has to go make a Korban Pesach. Darsh anymore, why does it say ish ki atom lenefesh ish v'loy tzibur? Only an ish is nidcha to Pesach Sheni, but a tzibur is not nidcha to Pesach Sheni. A tzibur can go and do it on Pesach Rishon, even though they are all tamei lenefesh, because only an ish he is nidcha, but not a tzibur. Now the Gemara says, okay, that's my Korban Pesach. How do I know by all other kabbanis? You heard from Barry a moment ago, because you learned b'mayadim b'mayadoi. Here it says v'yasu bnei so yosu as a Pesach b'mayadoi, and by other kabbanis it says every time b'mayadoi. So you learn one mayadim for the other mayadoi that the tumah is hutra b'tzibur. But now I don't know for a fact what is it, tumah hutra or d'chuyah. So that's the machloket of Nachman and of Sheshes. But all of those kabbanis we're learning b'mayadoi mendi is all based on Korban Pesach, which is a Korban tzibur that kvulas man, and all the other kabbanis tzibur which are b'mayadoi in their particular mayid, which is kvulas man. Mashen kain a paravoy dezora. There's no kvulas man. It's not a mayadoi, and therefore you don't learn it from that rush. You're very welcome. Zuki Morabaita Meisve. And now I have what we would call a knockout kasha, where unfortunately we're not going to be able to answer this kasha. Meisve v'nosa harnas avoyna kodeshim. It says in the pasuk that Aharon HaKohen wears the tzitz, and as a result, it's meratza. If we want to look at the pasuk fully, in our Gemara, it's one. You have Torah Ora Shalim. V'hoya al meitzach Aharon. The tzitz is worn by Aharon on his meitzach, on his forehead. And v'nos Aharon is avoyna kodeshim. And as a result, it's noisei avoy. In other words, it's able to, not necessarily atone, but at least to cover over the avoyn so that it will be a kosher korban after all. V'nos Aharon is avoyna kodeshim, she'ekdish b'nei Yisrael. L'chol matlis kodeshim. V'hoya al mitzchay tamid l'rotzim. So this tzitz has miraculous powers that it can go and kosherize an otherwise unkosher carbon. The question is, what was the unkosher nature of this carbon? All it says in the pasuk "Vnasa Harnes Avoyna Kodeshim," "V'chi Eize Oven Hunoise." What was the sin involved that the tzitz is meratza? Imavoin pigul. If you're talking about that there was a bad machshava of pigul, harikvarnema lo yeirotze. Where does it say lo yeirotze? That's number two. Then he ochel ye ochel bayoyim hashlishi. You have a machshavas pigul. Pigul who lo yeirotze? There's no ritzoy. No, the tzitz is not going to help. It's not meratza. Oh, so tzitz is not meratza and pigul. We're talking about noiser. Harikvar nemar lo yechoshev. Now we didn't say lo yechoshev. That's the third Torah Ora Shalim. Then heochel yeochel mipsar zevach shloma v'yoyim hashlishi lo yerotze hamakrav oisai lo yechoshev loy pigul yeh my nefesh yechel v'yemen avoyna tisa. So now it's all quite straightforward, but we have to point out one little thing, and that is when it says avoyin noiser. If we were talking about real, normal, bona fide noiser, I don't need a pasuk lo yechoshev, and this pasuk lo yechoshev is not even talking about noiser. It's talking about pigul. And what's the reason why noiser wouldn't even need a carbon? Because think about it, Rabbi Zayin. Yeah. What means noiser? Noiser means that this carbon was brought totally perfectly. The shechita was perfect, and the kabbalah sadam was perfect, the hilocha sadam was perfect, and the zrika sadam was perfect, the hector emurin was perfect. They did the they cooked the carbon paste, and not the carbon the way it was supposed to be cooked, whether it was inside or outside the base midrash, was a carbon shlom, was a carbon chattis, whatever it happens to be. What happened over here? Subsequently, you didn't eat it during the required time period, and it became noiser. When a carbon becomes noiser, does that go and undermine the kashrus of the carbon until now? The carbon was perfect. Unfortunately, you're over the iser of like Cecil Mimeno Ad Boiker, that you should have eaten it within the time period. You didn't, you couldn't, you wouldn't, you shouldn't. Of the mice, it doesn't affect the kashrus. The carbon was letter perfect. So therefore, the Gemara, when it says we're not talking about noiser. What we are talking, says Rashi, is about the iser of pigul when he had a machshava of noiser. At the time that the carbon was brought, the Kohen thought to himself, Rabbi Yisai, we're not going to go and eat it today. We're going to leave it for Kiddush and Shabbos morning, so everybody in Shul will be able to eat from this Korban Shlamim. The problem was, this is Tuesday morning, and until Shabbos is going to be a few days.
The Korban's no good.
Then the Korban won't be good. Exactly right. It's going to be a pickle.
So if Nosar is referring to that Machshava,
what is pickle referring to?
Exactly.
And the answer is that the pickle that we referred to one line earlier is talking about Machshava's Chutz LeMekoymoy. And the Nosar that we're referring to is a Machshava of Chutz LeTzmanoy.
Very ironic, because
This is possible. You're right. How do I know all of this? Look at the last Rashi. Zogt Rashi, six lines from the bottom. So it's Rashi. Im avoin machsheves chutz limekoymoy hakruya pigul kiramrin bezvachim, like it says in Zvachim, shlishi zeh chutz limekoymoy. So I see chutz limekoymoy is also called pigul. Harikva nema bekdoshim tiu pigul hu lo yeratze. So that's the pigul of the chutz limekoymoy. Viukim neba chutz limekoymoy mesech lezvachim. The avoin machsheves noiser, not actual noiser. Avoin machsheves noiser. Shechishe v'shchita al menasli oich lechutz lezmanoy. Which is, of course, the real big
pickle.
So bottom line is, we've covered both pickles. We're not talking about noise. Both the pickle of the chutzlim koimai, the lesser form of pickle, which is the possible, and the great big classic case of pickle, which the Gemara calls nice. So bottom line is, I might think that that's what the tzitz is marat on these two types of pickle. Says the Gemara, we just said it cannot be. Here's lo yerotzi, here's lo yechoshim. So what is it mechaper on? What is it meratz on? Since I find that there are other karbonis where tuma is nishkeferlich, it doesn't go and destroy the carbon. Where do I find it? By carbon tzibur. That by carbon tzibur tuma chutra betzibur. So here too, by carbon yachid, the tzitz is meratzis, and it's going to be a kosher carbon yachid b'diavad. That's the end of the braisa. But what's this interesting lashon? It's noise avoin tuma shehutra mechlola betzibur. Why does the braisa say that? The chayyut should go and say that the reason why the tzitz is meratzis by carbon yachid is because when it comes to carbon tzibur, the tuma is the chuyehi betzibur. Why does it say hutra betzibur? So Timur is the Hashtarka Rayat Rav Nachman, the Kasha Rav Sheshes. This is a knockout Kasha. There's no way to go and change the Brisa. Says Rav Sheshes, you're right. This Brisa is not in accordance with my view. But tonight, it's a Machlokes Tanoim. Oh, where's the Machlokes Tanoim? The sign we have in the Brisa, Tzit. Bein Sheyesh Neal Mitzvah, Bein Sheyesh Neal Mitzvah, Meratza, Divir Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon says it makes no difference whether the Kohen Gadol is wearing the Tzit. It makes no difference if he's not wearing the Tzit. Like the Gemara is going to say in another few lines, it could be totally besichsa, it's hanging on a hook somewhere, hanging on a peg. Makes no difference. As long as the tzitz is in existence, it's meratza divrei Reb Shimon. No. Ideal mitzvah meratza, if he's wearing it, it's on his meitzach, then it's meratza. And ideal mitzvah, anyway, if he's not wearing it, it's not meratza. If it's in the cubbyhole, if it's hanging on a hook somewhere, gunished. What is the svaris? What's the basis? We'll see in the Gemara shortly, but if you want to just take a quick look at Torah or HaSholem, V'hoya al Meitzach Aharon, here it's on the left-hand margin, V'hoya al Meitzach Aharon, V'nosa Aharon es Avoyna Kodoshim. It's on his Meitzach, and when it's on its Meitzach, it's nois in the Avoyna Kodoshim. But if you take it off the Meitzach, says Rabbi Yehuda, no, it doesn't do anything. Hoyde al Mitzchah Meratza, Ein hoyde al Mitzchah Yayna Meratza. Anyway, that's a machlik review of Reb Shimon. Nothing to do with us so far, because we're talking about Tumah Hutra Metziba, Tumah Chuyah Metziba. We're not talking about a Karbi Yachal with a Ritzi of Tzit.
Why would it ever be in hanging on a peg if it's the time of a Shas Avoda?
Please write. Amalei Reb Shimon. So Reb Shimon says, I'll bring you a clear cut raya that even if it's Einoi al Mitzchoy, it's Meratza. What is that raya? Kohen Gadol b'Yom Kippurim yoichiach. The Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, As we know, the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur is constantly changing from Big Day Zov to the Big Day Lovan. So what happens if it's one of those times where he's wearing the Big Day Lovan? For instance, he's bringing the Ketoidus in Lefnai V'Lefnim, or he's doing the Zrikas Adam Lefnai V'Lefnim. At that time, he's only wearing the Big Day Lovan, he's not wearing the Big Day Zohav, the normal Big Day Kohuna Gedoyla. If that's the case, he's not wearing the tzitz. What happens if the dam were to become tame at that time, at the time that he's doing that zrika lefnai v'lefnim? What's going to happen now? You and I both know it's going to be a kosher carbon because it's a carbon tzibur. Yeah, but the Kohen Gadol is not wearing the tzitz. Says Reb Shimon, it's the Harai Kohen Gadol b'yom kippurim yechiach she'ein oideo al mitzvah. He's not wearing it. Umaratz. Does that answer your question, Barry?
Well, he's not wearing it only because at that moment he's not allowed to wear it. It's different than if it's hanging on a hook. It's one thing if it's...
When he takes it off, what does he do with it? He puts it on the table, puts it on the bench.
He has it to one of the Kohanim assisting.
Okay, so he gives it to another person.
But there's a difference when something is ignored, it's suspended, it's pushed aside, or something is held in abeyance because you cannot use it right now, it's excluded.
Okay, so we'll talk more. We'll have more cases for you. In the meantime, says the Gemara, says Reb Shimon, that's a real good answer, that's a real good basis of Reb Shimon's view. What does Rabbi Yehuda do with that? Rabbi Yehuda says, if it's not al mitzchoy, so what do we do, Tak, with such a case of the dam lefnai v'lefnim, that if it became tome, it's still kosher, and according to Buda, it's not meratzah. Don't ask me kashas from a carbon tzibur. I don't even need to think about the tzitz. The tzitz could be chas v'sholem, even if it's broken. It makes absolutely no difference. Now, Rabbi Yehuda has a good point. So what's Rabbi Shimon's point? That I need the Yom Meitzach, Nishtal Meitzach, he's wearing it, he's not wearing it. You don't need the tzitz by Karben Tzibur, only by Karben Yochim. V'chal Rabbi Shimon Sovar, Tumet Chuyehi B'Tzibur. And since it's only Tchuyeh, you do need the Ritzui Tzitz to help out. If you look at the Rashi, 5 lines on the bottom, 6 lines, V'chal Rabbi Shimon Sovar, Tchuyehi, V'Tzitz Hu Demeratza Allah. In other words, if you hold the Tumat Chuyehi B'Tzibur, you have to come onto the Ritzui Tzitz. It's a package deal. Tumat Chuyeh together with Tzitz, everything is great. So based on that, what do I see? That the machloikis between Reb Shimon and Reb Yehuda is whether or not, when it comes to Tumat B'Tzibur, is it a Hutrahi B'Tzibur, which is what Reb Yehuda said, clear cut, Hanach L'Koyin Gorubi and Megiburim Shetuma, I don't need to come on to the tzitz. Masha'en Ken Reb Yehuda said, no, I'm sorry, Masha'en Ken Reb Shimon says, I do need to come on to the tzitz for Ritzui, and therefore, you see, only if it's, even if it's not al mitzchah, it's meratzah, because after all, the Kohen Gadol is doing the avoid on Yom Kippur, and we don't have the, even though it happens to be Bitzibur, but I need to come on to the Ritzui tzitz, and the Kohen Gadol is not wearing it when he's going lefnai v'lefnim, is the chasimen that the tzitz is meratzah, even if it's not al mitzchoy, but I need that Ritzui Tzitz, because Tumah Tchuyehi B'Tzibur and not Hutru B'Tzibur. The Machloikis, therefore, of Rav Nachman and Rav Sheishis is not only a Machloikis Amoiroim, it's a Machloikis Tanoim, Rabbi Yehuda and Rav Shimon.
We just go back to the beginning of this, of the top of the doctor.
Sure, absolutely. Yes.
So now we're saying, we're trying to prove that it's taught with the Tzitzis Maratza on a Korban Yachid.
Correct.
But here we're ending up, Ha'ena Noshe Ala Avon Tuma Shehutra B'Bal of the Tzibur.
That's
what
we're
No, that was without Rabbi Yehuda. That's a stump right there.
That price is in line with Rabbi Yehuda's view. That's mutter.
But I'm asking a different question. It's like, we're trying to get to Yachid. Here the price is only talking about Sibur. How do we get to prove that?
Excellent question. Yeah. And the answer to your question is that what the Gemara is telling us is that it's not such a great stretch to say that the tzitz is meratza on tuma, because tuma is undermined anyway the gabi, the kashrus of a carbon, in the case of the tzibur. Since I find somewhere else out there in outer space, which case, in the case of tuma, that there is betzibur a heter, so therefore the Torah says, even by a carbon yachad, occasionally there will be a heter. Where would that be? In the case of if it's only a tumma, a tumma on this carbon, and not, for instance, the carbon became possible biyotze, or became possible the pigle, the big pigle, or the small pigle. No. The tzitz doesn't help for that. But the tzitz will help in a case by a carbon yachid when it became tumma. Why is that? Because I find in other cases that tumma has a heter by a carbon. So here too, the tzitz will be maratza. Now, where do I take this from? Let's look at the top Rashi. Ho ein noise, zok Rashi. Ho, when it says in ha, is loshen mi'atahu. Yeah, it means, okay, since they cannot, from now, since we're not talking about big pigle with a capital P, small pigle with a small P, what are we talking about? Mi'atahu. Mi'atahi ata moitze, I find no other case. Shehe noise el avoin carbon tuma. Umayshna de shadinan lei lekula. Why is it that I derive from this pasuk that the tzitz is maratza and I'm mekel? Hoyel. Now these are here the key words, brother Shai. Hoyel umatzino bakal acher shehotra litzibor. Since I find another kula when it comes to tumas karbonais, that it's mutter litzibor. Mechlal iser shebi yochid. As opposed to if you were talking about a carbon yochid that became tameh, hilkach shodi beinami another kula shehat tzitz maratza oise be carbon yochid. Since I find by tzibur we have the kula of tameh with the tzitz, I'll say I have a similar kula by the carbon yochid. So by the, no problem. So therefore we're bringing a raya not so much from tzibur to yochid, but we're bringing a raya that tuma is not that ironclad issur, right, and psul. There is an opening. There are exceptions to the rule when it comes to tuma. Since I already find one exception by tzibur, I find another exception by yochid, the base with the benefit of the tzitz. Nor would I. That's the reason why. And then the Rashi, that's why. Yeah. Getting back to the Mosimor Amar Abaye. So now, this Abaye is really no longer nogeya to the we are now completed the sugya of the Tumah Hutra Betzibur and the Tumah Tchuyah Betzibur. It's both a Machlekes Amiroim and a Machlekes Tanoim. And now we move on to the inyan of the tzitz. When is it Yom Merata and when it's Nish Merata? Remember, we just finished off a Machlekes between Reb Shimon and Reb Yehuda. Reb Shimon says it makes no difference where the tzitz is, whether he's wearing it or whether he's not wearing it. It's always Merata. And Reb Yehuda said, no. It's got to be an Admeitzach. Otherwise, forget about it. So Akhtimora, where is the Machlekes Amiroim? By Ben Nishbar Hatzitz, if Chas Hashem, the tzitz fell to the ground and it broke into pieces, the Kuliyam Leipali Yidolim Maratze. It doesn't help. That's Kunisht. Everybody agrees, both the Pshim and Rebbe Yehuda. Ki Paligi, the Machlokes is totally Bechsichse. It's hanging on a hook. Lav Dafkan hook. It could be lying on the table. It could be in a cubby hole. The point is that the Kohen Gadol is not wearing it. Rebbe Yehuda Sovar, Al Meitzach Venosa. This is the pasuk that we quoted before. If you go back again to the Torah or Rashalim, v'hoya al meitzach haharoin, if it's on the meitzach, v'nasa harnas avoin ha-kodeshim, then you have that nesias avoin. But if he's not wearing it, you don't have the nesias avoin. From Shimon Tzavar, at the end of the same pasuk, if you go all the way to the end, v'hoya al mitzchoi tamid l'rotzoin lehem lefnei Hashem. Now, of course, the poshup shot in the pasuk is, v'hoya al mitzchoi tamid, he should be wearing it at all times. Tamid. V'hoya mitzchoi tamid. And then it'll be a ritzoy lehem lefnei Hashem. But the Gemara doesn't darshan it that way. Rather, the Gemara darshans v'hoyal mitzchoy, and then tamid l'ratzei lehem lefnei Hashem. It'll always be tamid l'ratzei. And we'll see why the Gemara interprets the pasuk in that way. Reb Shimon Tzavar, back to the Gemara, first wide line. Reb Shimon Tzavar tamid l'ratzei lefnei Hashem. Even if he's not wearing it, even if it's einoy al mitzchoy, my tamid. What is the definition of the word tamid? Elaim, you're going to learn it poshup shat. Well, your mitzchay tamid, tamid al mitzchay, he's got to wear it at all times. And now we address again Barry's question of about 5 minutes ago. Mimishkachasla, does the kohen gadol wear the carbon, the tzitz at all times on his meitzach? Milay boy meila beisakise, from time to time he has to go and relieve himself. Umilay boy meidim, doesn't he have to go and take a break and go and rest a little bit? Adrimel, he has to go and doze off a little bit. So on all these times he's going to go and take off.
It's like great film.
That's the next Gemara. So umilay boy meil beisakise, umilay boy meidim elatamid maratzu. So therefore, don't interpret the pasuk by mitzchay tamid. He's got to wear 24 hours. A body doesn't wear it for 24 hours, but rather, even if he's not wearing it, Tamid l'ratzin l'ham l'fnei Hashem. So during the day, the Kohen Gadol had to go for a coffee break. He had to go to a meeting outside the Beis Hamikdash. He had to go to the bathroom or whatever he had to do. He's not wearing his tzitz, but nevertheless, the kabbana is being brought throughout the day. And unfortunately, in one of the kabbanas, the dam became tameh. Became tamei. Says Reb Shimon, makes a difference. Tzitz ben sheyeshna al mitzchay, ben sheein al mitzchay, et meratzah. Pray to Mother Reb Yehuda, nami hoksiv tamid. What does he do with the fact that it says tamid? And Reb Shimon has a good point, he can't wear it at all times. Ha'hu tamid shlo yisich da'atim imenu. That tamid comes to tell you that as long as the Kohen Gadol is wearing it, he should always think about the tzitz and never lose sight that he's wearing the tzitz. Every little while throughout davening, a person should go and touch his tefillin. That's why we always touch the tefillin. For instance, by Shema, we go and touch the tefillin, tefillin shiyat, tefillin shiroish. Most people go and kiss it after that, as well as other times during the davening. By sech es yodecha. Exactly. Also by, if you're saying the brachos after you put on the tefillin, oiti so b'sefora, people go and kiss the tefillin, then they touch the tefillin. So you have to go and mash with the tefillin. Why do you have to do that? Kavachoy mitzit, you learn from the tzitz. Top of the yomidu matzitz she'en way el askara achas. Because you write on the tzitz, it says Kodesh Lashem, and therefore it's only one askara. Amr Torah al mitzchay tamid. What is the tamid? Tamid doesn't mean that it's meratze tamid according to Rabbi Yehuda. It means that it's in his mind, even if he's not wearing it, but he's thinking about it at all times. Shleyasiach da toimi menu. Tefillin sheish ben askaris harbe al aches kamo vekamo. You have to be careful not to misiach das from tefillin. Aha. I'll tell you a story afterwards when we finish another few lines of Chaskel Abramsky and Moira Dikamaisa. But let's continue the Gemara. So now, what did I learn from the word Tamid? That you have to think about it at all times. Don't be Mesichtas. Reb Shimon, the Omer Tamid Meratze, according to Reb Shimon, that doesn't learn the din of Tamid about Hesachadas. But he learns that it's Tamiratze, even if you're not wearing the tefillin. Voksiv. But it does say Al Meitzach. I know here it says Nimar Mitzchai, but it's really referring to the first part of the pasuk, v'hoya al meitzach aharin v'nosa aharnes avoyin kodeshim. It sounds very clear that the ritzoy, the nesias avoyin, is directly related to al meitzach. What does he do with that pasuk?
Shimon is dorish tamid akra. Feels ironic that he's ignoring this.
Fine. That is just telling you where he's supposed to wear it. I mean, if you have a tzitz, especially the Torah says a couple of times it's supposed to be on top of his mitznefes, I might think that you put it on top of the mitznefes, from the back, from the front, from here, from there. Maybe you go and put it on your arm, maybe you put it on the top of the urvatum, on the choshen. And the Torah has to tell you, where's the coin? Where it all made someone here? Sometimes the Torah has to tell you where you put it on. So it comes to tell you over here. How does he know that? He says, it says at the end of the pasuk, "V'hoya al mitzchay tamid l'ratzin l'hem l'fnei Hashem." So I know from there the fact that you have to go and put it on that spot. I don't need the al mitzchay at the beginning of the pasuk. Reb Shimon nami typically me al mitzchay. Reb Shimon l'chayre, he has a good point. It says me al mitzchay at the end. What do I need the mitzchay at the beginning? Isn't that a right, Reb Yehuda? Oideu al mitzchay meratza. If you take it off, it's ena meratza. Says Yimur ena chanam. You're right. El al mitzchay v'nosa. Really, al mitzchay v'nosa my avidle. So what does he do with this al mitzchay v'nosa? Al meloch. I learn from this. Ro'ui l'meitzach meratze. It's got to be ro'ui l'meitzach. She'en ro'ui l'meitzach, ene meratze. What do you mean? La'fukin nishbarat sitz t'loi meratze. When it says in the pasuk, the hoya al meitzach aharon, it doesn't actually have to be al mitzchoy, says Reb Shimon. It's got to be virtually al mitzchoy. You deem it as if it's on. How, when can you deem it? Only if it's right to put on the meitzach. Even though I'm not putting it on the meitzach at this given moment. But I could, because it's Baruch Hashem, fine and good and intact and stable and good. However, lafukin nishba tzitz l'imaratzim. Ulav Yehuda nishba tzitz minole. How does he know this din? That if it's nishba tzitz, it's not meratzim. After all, Rabbi Yehuda learns all the meitzach and the mitzchayis for other purposes. Nafkalei mi meitzach mitzchay. By the fact that the pasuk starts off v'hoya al meitzach aharoi, and then it ends off v'hoya al mitzchay, that extra vav comes to tell you that it's only meratzim when it happens to be intact, and not if it's nishba. But Reb Shimon, meitzach mitzchay l'mashmalei, he doesn't learn this drasha meitzach mitzchay, that's why he uses the pasuk for other purposes, and therefore, We stay with our machloikis between Reb Yehuda and Reb Shimon, whether the tzitzit meratzah at all times or only when he's wearing it. But kuli ala moida, if chas v'shalom it's broken, then avad it's not meratzah. So what's the story about Reb Chaskel Avramsky's chan bracha? Reb Chaskel Avramsky was the doctors went and did a whole. Apparently he had some sort of ailment, some sort of problem. He went to the doctor, and the doctor says, Rabbi, you need surgery. However, I have to tell you, this surgery is very, very, very difficult, very delicate. It's chas v'shalom life-threatening. We cannot possibly go and give you an anesthetic to put you to sleep, because chulila, you might not wake up. You're going to have to be up the entire time during the surgery. Don't doze off for a second. Chulila, you got to be up, and we can't give you the anesthetic. So, Chaskel Avramsky said, it's not a problem. Just give me my tefillin. I'm going to wear my tefillin during the surgery. He says, because when I wear my tefillin, I'm never mesiach das. My mind is always focused on the tefillin. The kachava, he put his tefillin on. He had the surgery. The whole time he was up, thinking about the tefillin, Baruch Hashem, the surgery was successful, and everything was great. So that tells you, this is a real hesach hadas.
No hesach hadas.
Okay. Have a wonderful day, Rabbi Yisai. Next time, we continue tomorrow morning. Baruch Hashem.